nothing you have ever seen before and nothing you have ever heard before will prepare you for the shock of...
I just had a terrible thought!
Welcome back, everybody. It is I Just Had a Terrible Thought with Kyle and Orion. I am Kyle, and this other guy
is Orion!
Yay! Woo!
Happy New Year!
Yeah!
So, Orion.
Yeah.
It's another week!
Ooh.
They just keep coming!
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. So, what's going on?
So, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
My ass is like candy. It makes girls want to slap it. Ooh, girls, I'm drinking a beer.
Girls want to slap candy?
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
Girls are always smacking the fuck out of candy.
Girls wouldn't get that anyway. They'd hear candy and slap. And anyways, I've been thinking about something for a while. I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to offend anyone.
Uh-oh.
But I really believe this. I have this theory.
Okay.
Fat girls.
Yes, oh, I like where this is going already.
Fat girls want sex every second of every day.
Really?
Goddamn! Every time I'm working and I get the baking aisle frequently.
Yeah. Fuck. Which is like fat girl central.
It is, man.
It's like the mall for fat girls.
I'm always surprised when they're not in a hover round in my aisle. But yeah, I always feel like they're eyeballing me all the time, and it's not even that. They don't even have to look at me. I just see them, and I'm thinking they're horny constantly because they're probably not getting it
right
as often as skinny girls, right? So
I'm going to interrupt you here for just a second.
Okay.
Because I thought of something earlier today, and I didn't know if I was going to get an opportunity to do this, but now I've gotten the opportunity. See, I've decided you need a theme song.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and I found the perfect song.
No way.
Yeah, no, yes.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
That's not fair.
Let's talk about all the good things
and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Okay.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about
sex. Yeah. Now, when they say... what did you say?
That may be.
That may be. Damn, this whole time I thought it was saying, I thought the lyrics were made me.
That made me. All the good things in the bad. Maybe that's, I don't know. I've never looked the lyrics up.
I never looked them up. That's just what I've heard.
I basically just picked that as your theme song because it's Let's Talk About Sex.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that that seems to be on your mind a lot. But anyway, back to the fat girls.
Yeah, like I said, they don't have to be looking at me. I just feel like they're always in need.
You ever donate your time?
No. I just feel sorry for him, man.
Listen, come with me to the back room. I've got a dick. You're a fat girl, which means you want to fuck.
Yeah. But,
Aldi won't mind if it's a charity.
I've never asked any of them if they are.
If they are.
If what they're like in the mood or if
oh yeah really they, you've never been at
if they want sex
you've never been at work and asked a customer if they were horny.
And a lot of them smell like pancake batter. It's weird.
I think they secrete it.
Maybe that I'm not joking. Like haha, they smell like pancake batter.
No,
because
they really
they're
do,
big.
Yeah.
No, they it's a strange. It's maybe it's just the aisle I'm working in.
Maybe.
Consequently, I was stocking pancake batter.
Every time I work in the cereal aisle, these people who smell just like Captain Crunch come through.
You smell like Fruit Loops. I like it.
Yeah, it could be the aisle. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a theory of mine. If any listeners want to vouch for me,
yeah,
let me know.
Give I'm
me,
a fat shoot. Girl and I want to fuck all. Time.
Shoot me an email. We'll talk.
That's fatchickswelcome at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Oh, God, I have the worst laugh ever.
Yeah,
goddamn,
know,
every episode
right?
I listen to, I can't stand myself because I have this goofy laugh.
Stop laughing.
And I think at some point way back, someone said, man, if Orion would just stop laughing all the time. I don't know. I just get so giggly all
did
the time.
Did somebody say something about you
they
laughing?
Did way back, like an episode, I don't know, like 3 or 4 or 5. I don't know. It hurt my feelings. And then I remember because the episodes following that, I would hold it. I'd cover my mouth. What did you want to say something? Or
we just need to stop saying things we think are funny.
Yeah. But I've noticed that my laugh is funny, but I don't think anyone has a cool laugh. Did we ever talk about that?
I don't know.
Over a beer or something?
There are people who have really, really obnoxious, goofy laughs, yeah. And I don't think you're one of them.
But to avoid sounding like an ass, if I'm out and about, I try to like make a laugh, like a fake laugh.
That was very humorous.
And it makes people laugh, you know? It's you ever just shoot off a laugh that is ridiculous?
You know what's the worst? Well, it's the worst if it happens to you, but it's kind of the best if you're the one doing it.
Yeah.
The single laugh. Ha!
That is bad.
It's a pretty effective way of telling someone they're an ass.
Yeah, I feel offended.
I think you're an ass. Ha!
Excuse me. Yeah. My favorite is the when someone tells a stupid joke or asks me or tells me, I guess they're asking, how's that weather? You know, mm-hmm. And I'm at work. I'll be like,
Oh, man, you're so clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just playing studio right now. What do you call that game? Where you just laugh or make sounds into the microphone and you enjoy it because you can hear yourself in the headphones.
I think that's called children.
Children time.
I'm playing children right now.
So what's been up with you, Cal?
I don't know. I'm completely thrown for a loop by this laugh business.
Yeah.
what's been up with me? Well, that, as usual.
More throat problems?
Yeah, yeah. I think my throat is entirely made of tobacco at this point. I think I have no actual throat left, and every time I clear my throat, it's just shaking tobacco leaves loose.
Gross.
Yeah, and I think I'm dying slowly, but I think I am dying. Lately, my urine has been a nice, like, Coca-Cola color.
Whoa.
Not quite, but close. It's been like a browny, orangey color. And I think it's because I haven't ingested a single drop of actual water in, like, 6 months.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Kyle.
That could be part of it. Like, I drink, like, a few, like, 40-ounce Coca-Colas a day.
Yeah.
And that's like my entire liquid ingestion.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That might have something
consumption,
to do with it. That's pretty bad.
You never
wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I'm so thirsty.
I do occasionally. Yeah. Like I'll get a drink of water from like the bathroom sink or something. But I used to like get glasses of water and just drink water. And lately I just haven't been in the mood.
Yeah, water's pretty meh.
Yeah.
I don't drink a whole lot of water.
I'm all about the Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
But I think Coke and beer, they have their own, well, I shouldn't say beer because beer has alcohol and that pretty much. They say smoking and drinking beer is like the worst because smoking irritates your throat and the alcohol like dries it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you haven't been drinking, have you?
I haven't.
Touched a drop.
The last time I drank a beer was the last time I drank a beer on the show.
Really?
So,
damn.
Few episodes ago.
Yeah.
I think I'm dying. My heartburn is coming back because I haven't
Jesus.
I haven't bought any Prilosec in a while. I was kind of hoping it was gone and it's not. It's coming back and I've been really itchy lately. I was actually telling you about this before the show. I think my work is just really, really dry, like the air at my work, because I've noticed, and I knew about this for a long time, but I only recently made the connection that it only happened at work, but I itch on my forehead and like my face and scalp and stuff when I'm at work.
Which is scary because you've had people die of cancer.
I've worked there for 4 years, and in that time, 3 people have died of cancer.
There's something in the air.
I actually changed positions at my work twice directly because somebody died of cancer. It's really not that funny because I actually kind of liked 2 of the people, and I didn't know the other one. But
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know why I bothered to say it's not that. I guess just in case somebody at work is listening and they're like, he's laughing at, you know, our coworker who died of cancer.
It's not funny.
And what, they're like closer to them and they like they actually cried and went to the funeral and stuff. And I'm laughing about it.
No good.
It's kind of funny.
No.
Jesus Christ. It's really not. Aside from your new theme song, I've had some other things on my mind. Like, for example, have you seen the trailer for the new season of Dexter?
I haven't.
All right, then. Next subject.
Tell me all about it.
Are you even caught up on Dexter? I know Aldi was watching it. You were watching a little bit of it.
I have to say I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen a lot of
them. Too busy watching The Shield, huh?
Yeah.
faggy cop shows.
Oh.
No, the new season, it's cool because they're kind of on his ass now. Well, you're not caught up. See, I don't want to spoil it for you. I don't really care about spoiling it for the listeners because, you know, whatever, you could not listen right now. I've given you plenty of warning here in my rambling, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
Well, it's a trailer.
Do you know what happened at the end of the last season?
Yeah, with what's the bad guy's name?
I forget now, but the actor's name, it's John Lithgow plays him.
But I do.
He killed Dexter's wife.
Yeah.
And this the Trinity Killer, that's what the
Trinity Killer.
Yeah. And this new season, Dexter's kind of, you know, being looked at because they never caught the killer really. It happened to his wife, and he started to kind of lose it. Like at one point in the trailer, he actually says, "It was me."
Yeah.
And
shit.
There's like a manhunt on.
Really? Yeah. Is he wearing a wig? Because I know he went through like chemo.
I don't know.
He had cancer.
You want me to ask him? I don't know.
Well, how like in the I trailer, because Aldi showed me a photo she had on her gossip blog and he was wearing a fucking scarf on his head.
Yeah.
Like all cancer patients do.
I think he went to an award show like that.
Yeah. God, don't you hate that? Sorry.
When people wear scarves on their heads?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm special. I have cancer. You can't, I mean, people shave their heads all the time. You can't just wear the bald look. I mean,
again, it doesn't bother me. No.
I mean, women, okay. You know, it looks weird if you're bald, but when you wear the scarf, you just look like you're a cancer patient. But with guys shave their heads all the time. I don't get it.
I don't think
Why do you need the scarf?
The one time I saw him, I think he was wearing like a skull cap, not a scarf, like a hat.
I saw this photo. I'll have to...
Like a winter hat kind of thing.
But I was like, really? He's wearing that.
I don't know.
I was just curious. Yeah. I'm sure some hair has grown back, if not all, but I was curious if he was wearing a wig.
To answer your question about whether... No, it does not bother me when cancer patients try to cover up their baldness. No, that does not bother
me. Bugs me. I don't know. Anyway.
It is funny to me, though, when somebody gets cancer and... Yep. It is funny to me when somebody gets cancer. No, it is funny to me when somebody gets cancer, they go through the chemo, they lose all their hair, and then they get a wig that looks nothing like their hair. Yeah. And it's such like, it's so perfect.
It's even worse.
It's almost like a helmet of hair. That's funny to me.
Like it's hard as rock.
Like it looks like a Halloween wig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, fuck. We are off to a fantastic start.
We are.
Really, I...
I'm sorry.
This is really bad.
I'm sorry. This is what I get for speaking my mind.
Okay, give me a second here to center myself. Okay, was it I wanted to talk about in this episode?
Okay.
Wow, this is really bad. Okay, so Obama, you know that guy, right?
Yeah.
He was on The View recently.
Yep.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
And, well, I have a clip, so I'm going to play it. So, there.
You do not describe yourself as a black president, but that's the way you're described. Your mother was white.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be helpful, or why don't you say, I'm not a black president, I'm biracial?
Well, you know, when I was young, going through the identity crises that any teenager goes through. I wrote a whole book about this.
Yes.
We all read it. Yeah, he did write a book about it, actually. And this gives me an opportunity to do something I wanted to do a long time ago, but I had no excuse to do. And that is to play these.
Shit's getting way too complicated.
Oh, fuck. It cut it off. I hate this fucking VLC player sometimes because it does this thing where it fades files in and fades them out.
It's okay.
And
it didn't ruin
nothing
it.
You can do. You can't turn it off.
It's
you can't
be okay.
Make it not. No, it's not going to be okay. And I got to play it in something else. let's try playing it with the Zune player. I don't have a Zune, but I have the Zune player. Let's see what happens.
And it takes... Sorry. You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
There you go.
All right. Wow.
And this one.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
You've heard these,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Sure you can totally. Have my number, baby.
I love these.
Totally forgot about these.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
That's all from his book.
Really?
And that's really Obama saying it.
Yeah, I was going to say. I know you told me once, but I forgot.
Good God, this is the worst episode we've ever done. This is so bad.
This isn't bad. You know what this is? This is real talk.
No, this is not real talk.
This is
talk.
Reality.
Yeah, Obama, here's a clip. if I can make it work. Well, here's the rest of the view clip, which I actually have to reopen now because I need some kind of system for playing clips. This is some bullshit.
No, you don't.
Okay. You do not describe yourself as a black president.
We all read it.
Part of what I realized was that if the world saw me as African American, then that wasn't something that I needed to run away from. That's something that I could go ahead and embrace. And the interesting thing about the African American experience in this country is that we are sort of a mongrel people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're all kind of mixed up.
Yeah.
And now, that's actually true for white America as well, yeah. But we just yeah. know more about it.
Yeah.
And so, I'm less interested in how we label ourselves. I'm more interested in how we treat each other. And if we're treating each other right, then I can be African American, I can be multiracial, I can be you name it. What matters is, am I showing people respect? Am I caring for one for other people?
Okay, so can you guess what the big deal is about that clip?
The big deal. Tell me, Kyle.
He said mongrel!
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Mongrel isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's like saying you're a mutt, which lots of people say when they have like mixed racial backgrounds. They say it kind of cutesy, like I'm a mutt.
Yeah.
You know, like a mutt dog would be a dog that's not any particular breed. It's yeah. a bunch of breeds all mixed together. It's basically the same thing he's saying. I looked up the definition of mongrel to be sure. And all mongrel really means is something like a plant or an animal that comes from various different origins.
Okay.
You know, it's like the mixing of races or yeah. species or whatever.
So it's like saying retard, but somebody flips out because of the use of the word retard
right.
in today's society. So.
All he was really saying is that black people in America, for the most part, are not just black people. They're not like, they're not Nigerians,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
they've been mixed.
Yeah.
That's all he was really saying. And he said the same thing goes for white people. Most of us white folks around here aren't like 100% Irish or 100% whatever else.
Yeah.
And I know I don't even know what I am. So I can agree with that. But people are upset.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he used the word mongrel, which sounds kind of negative, and he used it in reference to black people, and you're not really supposed to say anything negative about black people ever.
Especially if you're black, I mean.
But he's not black.
Yeah.
He's half white, and that's partially,
I think. But he's part black.
I think that's partially why people are upset with him. Because he's like, he thinks he's better than us because he's a part white.
Yeah.
But that's not actually, he was basically calling himself a
yeah,
mongrel along with everyone else. He's saying, we're all fucking mixed up mutts, so fucking calm down. We're yeah. all mixed up.
Yeah. I like when he said, we know a little bit more about it, you know, and you can hear all the women in the audience like, oh, you silly Negro. We do know all about it.
You can hear Whoopi. She goes, yeah.
Oh, I was wondering who that was.
Yeah.
I was like, who the fuck was that? It was Flavor Flav.
I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
she is ready to, never mind.
One of my favorite parts of the clip was towards the beginning, Barbara Walters.
You do not describe yourself as a black president, but that's the way you're described. Your mother was white.
Mm-hmm.
Why would be?
That part. Okay. Your mother was white.
Why?
Why did this happen? Why? Old ass Barbara Walters.
She's so old,
dude. I don't know how old she is, but she probably owned slaves.
Yeah.
So this has got to be really weird for her to go from like,
oh yeah,
owning slaves to having a half black
president. She
sounds upset,
yeah, just a little bit.
Your mother was white. And because of that, I'm kind of okay with you.
Yeah.
So Obama, again, in the news. This really is a horrible show. Let's take a break really quick and kind of try to regroup here and maybe start over, start fresh.
Okay.
We're not that far into the episode. Bear with us.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kid you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
And we're back. Orion.
Yeah.
You ever just want to fuck your mom?
No, dude.
Liar.
No.
Liar. Because I just read on Wired.com an article about a study that seems to indicate that people are aroused by their parents.
That's bullshit.
Or people who look like their parents, people who look more like them, people who look like they're related to them. They did this study where they had a bunch of people look at pictures of people and evaluate them based on their attractiveness.
Yeah.
And they did three different groups. The first one was they had a bunch of different pictures of people. But before each picture of a person, they would flash an image of the parents.
Really?
Real quick. Of the person who was looking at it, its parents. And that group responded very well. They were like, these people are way more attractive than the other group, which was a bunch of people shown the same pictures without the pictures of their parents. And they did another study where they showed people pictures of people morphed with their own face, but they didn't tell them that.
Yeah.
And they did, you know, another study of the same people, but not morphed. And the people that were morphed with their own face, those were more attractive.
Oh, man.
So the study seems to indicate that people are attracted. I've got this thing going on with my nose, and it's driving me crazy. But the people seem to be attracted to people who look like them.
Okay, okay.
Including their parents.
Okay, including the parents, because, yeah, if they're...
So clearly, you want to fuck your mom. They even brought up that Amy Sword. Do you remember that story? It was the mom who found her, who gave her kid up for adoption.
Yeah.
And then in his teenage years, found him on Facebook, looked him up.
Reconnected.
Yeah. And fucked his brains out. And she is, I think she's been sentenced or she's...
okay. All right. Good.
Or she's going to be sentenced or whatever. But some more information came out about that story. Like, for instance, we didn't know how old the kid was. Turns out he was 14. So even if it wasn't her son, she probably would have been in trouble.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad she's in prison.
So you never wanted to fuck your mom?
No. What's funny is... I always saw a resemblance with your ex and your mom.
Okay.
And
I was going to bring this up, actually, because I didn't notice it at first.
Of course. Why would you notice?
My ex-girlfriend, we're both redheads.
Yeah.
People would often see us and confuse us for brother and sister instead of boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
And later on in our relationship, I noticed that she sort of kind of looked like old pictures I'd seen of my mom, like fresh out of high school kind of pictures. And when I realized that, it wasn't disturbing enough. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm fucking my mom.
Okay.
So I have to break up now. It wasn't, I mean, I stayed with her after that. It didn't destroy me, but it was a little disturbing.
Yeah.
So apparently, I don't want to fuck my mom. But apparently, I just want to fuck somebody who looks kind of like my mom.
Yeah.
But to be fair, my other ex looks absolutely nothing like anyone in my
family. To be fair, yeah.
She's kind of tan. She's got really dark hair.
I was just curious. Well, I am curious now. I shouldn't say I was, because I didn't know that you knew that. But
I
just thought it was funny, and I didn't want to bring it up, because I figured the moment next, you know, the next sexual encounter would be that much more awkward. Like, ooh.
I actually told her once, the girlfriend. So let me just say, that's a mistake. If you ever happen to notice somewhere along the lines in a relationship that your significant other kind of reminds you of one of your parents, don't tell them.
What happened?
Nothing. Jesus. Really. She just didn't seem to... She didn't respond positively.
Yeah.
You know, nothing really happened.
Well,
she didn't yell at me or, like, leave the room, but
yeah.
She was kind of like, that's kind of weird.
Why would you tell me that?
Not really a compliment. I mean, I don't think your mom's ugly, but we have sex. <You know? clears throat> So, yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah.
But I only really noticed that, you know, like I said, like we went out for like 3 years. I only really noticed it like 2 years in.
Yeah. So it's more likely that you'll choose someone that looks like that kind of resembles yourself or your parent.
Apparently. Yeah.
Or parents. Because I was going to say, yeah, Aldi and I.
Well, and you
and every girlfriend I've had, no similarities.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing with my mom or myself. So, damn. I guess my ex had very large eyes. Maybe that's what I was into. Because I have gigantic.
That is kind of a family trait.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Aldi has like tiny little eyes. Like sometimes when I picture her in my head, they're just dots.
Yeah.
You ever notice that about certain people? There are certain, I think you and I have talked about this before. There are certain people.
In the aspect, yeah.
That like, when I picture them in my head, their eyes are just dots, basically. Like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Like there's no white to the eye. It's just a dot.
Yeah.
And there are other people who have real eyes.
That is weird. Like if you were to draw a caricature, you would dot their eyes and other people would see that and go, oh, that's so-and-so. Without even questioning it. That's funny.
But if you really look at them, I mean, you can see the whites of their eyes and stuff. So I don't know what it is that makes it that way in my head.
Yeah. Like when we're playing the Wii and we got to make the Mii's.
Yeah. There are certain people that you would just give dots.
You got to dot the eyes. Otherwise, it's weird. If you give her whites to the eyes, it's like, that's not her. Who is that?
Yeah. It's really strange.
She gets so pissed off. I want to make my own me. And then it has... big whites in her eyes and it looks nothing like her, but she...
I don't know if this is universally true, but I've noticed that a lot of times if you have a person do some kind of a caricature of themselves, it usually looks nothing like them. Even if they are good at that sort of thing, like they could do a caricature of another friend of yours and you'd be like, yeah, I know who that is instantly, but they do it of themselves and it's like completely wrong.
Yeah.
I've noticed that like with the me, which is, you know, like...
It's
kind
similar,
of like
yeah.
a caricature.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few situations that comes up often enough that, you know, I've seen a few of these.
Yeah.
And you let somebody make their own and it ends up looking nothing like them.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that has to do, like, I know in my head, like, I don't have a real specific picture, but if I think about myself in my head, it's not the same thing that I see in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that true for you too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I look like, huh?
Like, I have large eyes, but my, if I were to cartoon myself, I guess, it wouldn't look right unless the eyes were gigantic. If they were just fairly round, it would just look like a guy with... that look surprised.
Oh, that's not really what I mean. I mean, like, in my head, I'm I think in my head, I'm smaller.
So you're thinking of yourself realistically in your head, and
no.
It looks different than...
I guess this is harder to explain than I thought
it
was.
I'm sorry.
No, in my head, like, it's almost like it's a completely different person that I picture. And I don't really picture. It's hard to explain. Like,
that might be why I'm not getting it, because I don't do that.
Like, for example, I have a beard and long hair right now.
Okay.
And in my head, I kind of don't.
Okay.
Weird. And I'm kind of smaller and I don't know.
Yeah.
Just different. Like a different person.
I see. Okay.
That makes sense. But that isn't true for you then?
No.
No.
I picture me in my head with larger eyes.
With cartoon eyes.
Well, if I picture myself and in such a way where I'd cry myself to sleep because I'm so... depressed with how ugly I am on certain days. Like I pictured myself with huge eyes and it's not attractive. Nobody hot.
People actually kind of like big eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me know who they are. Because I myself, I don't know, the big eyes. Like with anyone I see, I'm like, whoa, you know, freak.
But, I've never heard anybody say they're into small eyes.
That's true.
But I have heard people say that they like big eyes.
They like big eyes. Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Okay. Well, aww. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know what it is today. I think part of it is my stupid nose. I've got the stupid nose thing going on. I'm going to explain it because it's driving me crazy and I keep making these sounds. It's this thing, and I talked to Orion about it earlier, and he seems to understand, so maybe other people would understand too. I get this thing sometimes where it's almost like having a runny nose or a stuffy nose. See, that's kind of the noises I keep making, and I'm trying not to make into the microphone. It's like there's snot in my nose, but it's situated in such a way that it's like right at the back, and I can't blow it out, and I can't suck it in.
Yeah.
Like I try to blow my nose, nothing comes out, and then I, as a last ditch effort, I try to like snort it and
which is gross,
it,
yeah,
which is gross.
You gotta try it.
But I try it, and neither one works. So there's just this like snot hanging out at the back of my throat, constantly on the verge of making me either gag or like feel like I need to blow my nose. So yeah. I'm constantly doing this like in out thing, like to like kind of clear it out, and then like snorting it back in. I almost puked just now.
Did you get it?
Maybe.
Oh, this is so disgusting.
Oh, I just swallowed some of it.
You just did the num num thing.
But it's still there, though. I just swallowed some there. Of it, and it's still there.
So it's larger than
life. It's larger than life.
It's larger than life, yeah.
It's too big.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's part, I'm distracted, and that's part of it. I keep trying not to do that because I clear my throat enough anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and there's almost nothing I can do about that. But I don't need to be going into the microphone every couple of minutes. So it's really distracting, and I think that's part of my problem.
Okay.
Plus, on top of that, everything I've brought up so far I thought would have, you know, created more discussion than it has.
Yeah, I think I, you know what I think it is? I think I ruined it when we were talking about laughing.
Yeah.
And laughs. And
yeah.
Now I'm kind of self-conscious about myself. So when you say something funny, I want to laugh, but I can't bring myself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound like an ass.
Well, that's it for this week. All right. We got no voicemails this week, so I'm very angry with you listeners. But we did get an email.
All right.
From our good buddy Jeff. And Jeff says, Kyle and Orion. He put and Orion in parentheses, probably because he only sent it to me.
Yeah. Which,
he says, good show. And then in parentheses again, he says, I said Britishly. So I guess it was good show.
Okay.
I thought you'd sold more t-shirts than you said. I bought the Penguin Edison shirt, wore it fishing with some musician friends of mine. They didn't say a thing about it. Shame that you can't get a few bucks out of it until you sell so many, though. Incidentally, I know a guy who does t-shirts and posters at a print shop called Monkey Drive down here, but I don't think that can help you much up there. Question mark? I don't know if that could help us much up here or not. I mean, I guess a local print shop would be better, but I don't know.
Because shipping alone would be kind of up there. And if, I don't know.
I don't.
It just wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
Well,
but thank you.
It would work. I don't know.
It just cost.
As far as the shirts go, we may have sold, because I think I said we sold two. We may have sold four, maybe. I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
But that would be the absolute max, I'm pretty sure.
It really bugs me that he wore the thank you for inventing ice, Thomas Edison shirt, and one said a fucking
anything.
Word.
They didn't
that is the funniest thing ever.
I don't know if it's the funniest thing ever.
Well, not ever, but it's funny.
But it's funny and it's interesting, and I would have to ask.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what is that about?
But God.
Anyway, he goes on. He says, it doesn't surprise me that there are people out there who want to break their wrist on purpose. Weird, but doesn't surprise me. I can picture a girl doing it for attention, and I can picture a guy doing it because he's fetishized, yes, I said that right, the idea somehow gets off on the idea of wearing one, or more likely gets off on the idea of boning a girl who's got one. And by one there, I think he means a cast, even though he didn't say so. If a man can want to fuck a horse, or if a man or woman are into pissing on each other, throwing a cast into the bedroom scenario doesn't surprise me a bit.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
still, I was a little surprised that there are all these people. Like, that. What surprises me is that there are so many people who apparently want to break their rest. And then he says, but if it's the attention they want, not the pain or whatever, I have no idea why they'd want to break a bone to that end. If hospitals order materials to apply casts, surely a person could find a way to do the same. And I had thought about the same thing. Like, if all you really want is the cast, you could probably just get a cast.
They're not that smart, though. They're girls, man.
True dat. Then he says, maybe most kids don't think that much or very much. I'm surprised, though, that you didn't mention that for a while your sister wanted to break her arm, didn't she? I think I remember you telling me about this. Sibling jealousy at its weirdest, maybe. But if I'm somehow making that up, please let me know. And then he did a little tongue sticky out face. I don't remember my sister wanting to break her arm, but she's done so much goofy, fucked up shit in my lifetime that it's possible I just forgot. And I really wouldn't put it past her. She's done things that are just as bad, if not worse. So yeah. I don't know if you're making that up or not. But I wouldn't be surprised if you're not.
Yeah.
And then he says, I have a question, though, and I don't know if it's something you'd talk about on the show, since you steer clear of talking as a fan of things you enjoy. I listen to your show while at work. It's an entertaining distraction from that boring tax work. But you've alluded to listening to podcasts at work yourself. What do you listen to? Are there any favorites any of the listeners should know about? And if you're afraid that the stuff you listen to is too nerdy to talk about at length, could you tell me anyway? We both enjoy video games, probably both enjoy a handful of the same 80s films, other obscure things. Again, good show. Looking forward to the new rap.
All right.
Best, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the new rap, too. Yeah. Orion had some complications this week.
Yeah, I did.
So no real progress has been made since last week, but we're still doing it.
It's going to happen.
As far as podcasts I listen to, I've kind of refrained from mentioning them in the past on purpose because, you know, we do a podcast and I know these particular shows that I listen to don't really need the promotion. And I don't know. I don't like to draw ties between our show and other shows and stuff.
Yeah.
However, since you specifically asked.
It really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. I just try to keep it, you know.
I see where you're coming from, but.
It just feels weird to me to talk about. But however, I will mention a few just because you asked. Let's see. For general talk shows, I think the three big ones I listen to would be Nobody Likes Onions, Keith and the Girl, and Red Bar Radio. And those are just like general talk shows, kind of like our show. Like it's just a couple of people talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Then there are other podcasts that I've listened to, like The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, which is a skeptical podcast. It's kind of it's kind of about calling people out on their bullshit. Like they've done shows on the anti-vaccination movement and shows about, you know, faith healers and things like that. Like basically debunking all of that bullshit. So that's kind of a cool one.
Yeah.
What else? Every once in a while, I'll listen to This Week in Tech, but it's like a bunch of old guys talking about tech.
That's what I figured.
It's not that great. Although it's very well produced. Like they have a really nice setup. I'm trying to think of anything else I listen to because there's a whole bunch of crap that I listen to on and off.
Yeah.
I used to listen to pretty much all of the OneUp.com podcasts, but then they kind of restructured because they got bought out and some of them still exist, others don't. And I haven't listened to them in a long time. And then some of the people from OneUp.com went on to make a new podcast. Some of the people who got fired from OneUp.com went on to make a new podcast called Rebel FM, which I listened to a couple of times. It's supposed to be good, but I haven't really listened to a video game podcast in a long time.
Yeah.
I used to listen to the Destructoid podcasts, Podtoid, and now I'm forgetting. Retro Force Go. There were a few others, or at least one other that I can't think of right now. And I think those, Podtoid and Retro Force Go, are both now defunct.
So, really?
Everything I'm naming now is stuff that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, damn.
And while I'm on the subject of stuff that doesn't exist anymore, there was a show once upon a time called The MMJ Show.
Yeah.
Which stood for the Mike, and Jeremy Show, I believe. And it was a very low-budget podcast. The production wasn't very good, but I was... I enjoyed it, largely because I had started listening to another show called the Nintendo Retrocast, which featured the same people, and they used to talk about retro Nintendo stuff. Then they kind of got sick of that and went on to make the MMJ show, which was more of a general talk kind of thing. And I actually made a couple of appearances on that show. And then in a way, it's sort of what got me into podcasting. The first time I was on the show, it was because they were kind of taking they had asked for guests to come on, like as a guest host, because one of the hosts wasn't available as often anymore. And they started having this guy named Chris on, and he was a complete like stereotype, like a caricature of a kid with ADD. Like he was really, really annoying.
God, he was. Yeah.
Anytime anybody talked about something he wasn't particularly interested in, he would just start making sounds and trying to change the subject.
Like an asshole.
Ridiculous shit. And so I started talking in the comments about how horrible he was. And then they were like, all right, so we'll have you on. And I was on. And I did okay on the first show. Then they were like, hey, you want to be on another one? And I got on another one.
Yeah.
And I was drinking this time.
Yeah.
And I was drinking Jaeger out of the bottle.
Jesus Christ.
And I started out fine. But by the end of the show, I was I was resting on the microphone. Like my mouth was on the mic. I was like eating the microphone. And they we did a segment that I didn't remember until I heard it the next day.
Oh, no.
Called Kyle Takes Him Down a Peg or something like that.
Yeah, Take Him Down a Peg.
Where I talked about Robin Williams for probably 5 minutes nonstop.
Yeah.
Talking about how hairy he is. And basically, that was it. He's hairy and he's horrible and he's old and he's stupid and he's not that funny anymore. And I don't know why anybody likes him. And they never had me on again.
Oh.
But that show doesn't exist anymore either.
Yeah.
I actually looked it up the other day to see if I could find the episodes I was on because I thought it would be funny to listen to them, and they are gone.
Damn.
So Orion doesn't really listen to podcasts, I don't think. Are there any?
I did listen to some MMJ because I enjoyed the casual shooting the shit kind of talk, and because I don't like the, oh, we have to be so professional all the time. I like the laid backness of everything. And
well, then you're gonna love this episode.
I am.
We don't have to be professional all the time. We can just, you know, not
kick back and
entertain people.
Well, you know, but generally, yeah, I just like, if Kyle lists off all these podcasts he listens to, and my first thought is, how do you have the time? And then it dawns on me.
I have 8 hours a day to do this.
He doesn't have a woman in his life that consumes every second.
No, I do it for, I have 8 hours a day at work every day where I have nothing else to do.
That's true. That's true.
I don't sit around.
I'm not like bashing it like, whoa, and get a girlfriend.
And I'm not bashing anybody who does this because I'm fairly certain that a lot of the people who listen to our show listen to it at home when they're not doing anything else.
Yeah.
But I do not sit around by myself in the dark listening to podcasts for hours on end.
In the dark.
Crying and eating a bowl full of cottage cheese.
God.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, I just don't.
I see. What an ass.
No.
I see why you're able to do it, because you don't have a woman in your life.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, did I mention that I'm engaged? My name's Orion, and I have a woman.
You're killing me. But, for the most part, I find people that that do podcasts, they like try too hard, or they think they're funny and they're not, and I just immediately hate it. And it's like 99% of them out there are like that, and I just gave up looking for shit.
Yeah,
so
the
stuff
is,
you listen to that sounds interesting and I'd like to listen to, I just can't find the time because I'm with a girl.
You are an asshole.
I'm sorry.
I never listened to a podcast until, well, no, that's not true. I tried it, but I couldn't find the time.
Yeah.
But I never listened to a podcast really until I got the job I have now, because I am allowed to have headphones on all day long. And so I started out listening to music, but you listen to the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over. And it really doesn't, you know, songs are only like 5 minutes max usually. So. Yeah. It doesn't take up that much time. I can go through a whole bunch of songs and then I'm done. Or I could have these like hour, 2 hour long podcasts to listen to.
Which are new like every week or every day.
Yeah. And a lot of these shows have been around for a while. So I can go through the back catalog, you know.
And yeah.
So it helps to kill time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Plus, I don't have a woman. What an asshole. Okay. We actually got... Oh, man, this is the worst episode. God damn it. We actually got another email as well. But this one doesn't really have any text to it.
Okay.
This one is a true story.
No way. You didn't tell me.
I know. I was trying to keep it a secret. I was going to make it all nice and surprising. This one is from Dan Bambi, who is, I believe, the same person who submitted the last one. So thank you.
Yes.
For being the only listener I like.
True stories. So I was in Cub Scouts the other day, and I was trying to get my assistant the elderly badge. So I found this old hag and helped her across the road. When we got to the other side, I said, "There you are, man, be on your merry way." But she didn't respond. So I whipped out my dick and hate-fucked that bitch and then tickled her belly button from the inside. Yeah. She's dead now.
I was watching Orion during that because I was trying to gauge whether or not he could understand what was being
said. You
son
of a bitch. No, I was like, why would anyone talk like that? Be on your merry way. I don't know. I'm just being an asshole.
Why would anyone talk like that?
Be on your merry way. Sorry.
So you did understand.
I did. Yeah.
All of it?
For the most part.
You looked a little confused to me during the beginning. He was in the Cubs. He's in the Cub Scouts.
Yes.
And he was trying to get his badge for assisting the elderly.
That's the part I didn't quite get.
Okay. That's what
I thought.
Thank
you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
This would have been so much better if you would have told me this, you know, off the air. And then I would have been like, yes, I got that. And it's so funny.
How'd you feel about the ending, though? That was,
that was great.
Right up your alley.
Man, I had... I could almost feel it on the tip of my dick. Like, I was in the moment.
I don't know. It was, I could feel it on the tip of my dick.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that made me.
Yeah,
it could be. Let's talk about sex.
Okay.
All right, thank you for that true stories.
Yeah.
He's my favorite now, too.
I kind of feel like every time we get a true story, we're almost obligated to do some.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know. Do you want to try?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Who goes first?
You.
Yeah. That's kind of what I figured. All right. Let's see. Where did I put that music? Here is where I put that music.
True motherfucking stories, bitch. So, I was at the grocery store. I was hanging out in the bacon aisle, cause that's where all the fat bitches are. And I was like, hey, fat bitch, what's up? You want some pancake batter? And she was like, oh, you're so hot. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm really a dinosaur, and I ate her.
Yeah.
Blink.
That was good.
It was something.
Oh, what does
you want to do one?
Say, yeah, go for it. Oh, this will be a stream of consciousness.
True stories. So, I was at a party, and I got really drunk because everybody was partying, and we were having a good time, and I got a little too drunk, and apparently I blacked out. I don't remember much, but I know that I woke up the next day, and next to me was a suitcase, and it was pregnant with obligations.
What? I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Are you just saying
words?
Can
I do it?
Yeah.
You want to do another one?
No, I don't.
You don't want to do another one.
That was horrible.
All right.
What the fuck was that?
Okay, so this one time I was like doing a podcast and I couldn't think of anything good to say and I was getting really frustrated. And so I started looking around the room trying to come up with something to say and I saw a knife and I was like, oh, well, I guess that's good enough. And I said, show's over, bitches, and I stabbed Orion.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. That was a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
I liked it.
Do you want to do another one?
Oh, no. I'm done.
You're done. You're out. Man, you're tapping out.
I am.
Mm.
And that's when the listeners will be like, but come on, Orion, just do one more. And that's when I say, no, do your own, you son of a setback. I don't know.
All right.
Son of a setback.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, wow, this is really hard this week. I don't know what's going on.
That's what.
Are we losing our mojo? What's the deal?
We are.
Here? Yeah?
I think it's me.
Did we ever have any mojo? No, I think it's me. No. Because I can't think of anything to say.
I think it's the time in between we see each other. It's so much time. So when we finally see each other, it's like we can't think of anything to say because we're so drawn to each other visually.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Man.
No more beers for me.
I know I'm a little overweight and I do have long hair, Orion.
Yeah.
And I don't have a woman. But that doesn't mean I want it all the time. All that right. Doesn't mean I'm eyeballing.
Okay.
I know this isn't going to make any sense, but I sometimes wish we did this 5 days a week.
Oh, no.
And I know it doesn't make any sense because if we have trouble thinking of something to say right now and we're doing it once a week.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine doing it 5 days a week? But I think 5 days a week, I would actually have more to say because as it stands, there's all this shit that goes on during the week. Yeah. And then I kind of pick and choose what I think is important enough, what I think is timely enough to talk about. But if we did it every day, I could just talk about fucking everything.
You know what? You're right. Because I was thinking like, well, if we did it every day, I'd constantly be saying, did I talk about this? Did I bring this up? I might have brought this up. But if we did it every day, it'd be like, this is what I'm thinking right now because I didn't think about it before.
Right, right.
Which would be perfect.
Damn.
All right, I'm dumping all these. I'm moving in.
Let's just quit our jobs.
Yeah.
Buy a Winnebago. Yeah. And live in it.
Travel the country and podcast on the Winnebago.
Yeah.
Oh, dreams can come true.
We'll need to stop by some campgrounds.
Oh, that would be a downside because campground people wouldn't like our show.
Well, I would think we would need to, you know, use the electrical outlets at shitty campgrounds.
Yeah. Just don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Don't look them in the eye.
Because, I mean, eyes. I don't know. It might be kind of a drain on the battery to hook all the equipment up.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you'd have to get one of those adapter things.
This Winnebago's shaking with laughter and entertainment. Wait.
Oh, my God. I almost don't even want to put this one out.
I'm so sorry.
I'm naming this episode Clusterfuck.
Yeah, you should.
I wonder if there's like a carbon monoxide leak in here or something. Because I really feel like I'm laughing about nothing. I guess if it was a carbon monoxide leak, I'd probably just be sleepy.
Yeah.
So it's probably just a brain leak.
Yeah.
I really feel like I had all this stuff to talk about. And now I have another story that I have like a clip to play.
Okay.
But I feel like with our current track record for the day, nothing will come from it. But hey, I'll give it a shot.
Fuck.
Okay. This is a story about rape, which seems to be a theme of this podcast of ours.
God damn it.
Terrifying moments for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her. The woman screamed. Her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off. That break-in happened early this morning in the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville. WFF 48's Elizabeth Gentle caught up with the victim's Elizabeth. Emotions were running high.
And Mark, the woman, the victim, tells us that a man broke into her house and tried to rape her. Her brother went in and he tried to help her out, but the man got away, leaving behind, though, evidence of his visit.
Wasn't me. Anyway, going.
We kind of talked about this earlier, you and me, off the air.
Yeah.
That kind of news anchor cadence.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a particular way of talking, and I wonder where that came from.
It had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's the standard.
And yeah, I think have to be able to do that in order to get a news anchor job now.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all so used to it that it's, you know, we expect it. I think most people probably don't even think much about it.
Yeah.
But it's so weird sounding. Like, could you imagine having a conversation with somebody and they sound like that?
No. No way.
Hi, it's good to see you.
It lacks so much emotion. Like, I don't care about this death and all these bodies on the highway. Back to you, you know.
How are your kids? I just like, there's so, anyway, there's more.
Kelly Dodson was asleep with her little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects.
Dodson says her attacker used a garbage can to climb onto the unit's ledge, open the upstairs window, and then he got in bed with her.
He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Okay. Now, this part right here is the best part.
All right.
This is the reason I decided to play this. This is her brother.
To help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The attacker got loose.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Oh, man.
There's more from that guy, too.
Fuck, really?
He's kind of great.
He went out the upstairs window, but he did leave something behind.
We got your t-shirt. You done left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
A crime scene investigator photographed and dusted for prints on the lid of the garbage can and the window pane and ledge. Dodson says he's never seen the perp before, but sends this warning to whoever is responsible.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know now, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Now, if you have any information on this crime, you're urged to call Huntsville Police Department. We'll have much more from the victims of that attack coming up tonight at 6. Reporting live in Huntsville, Elizabeth Gentle, WAFF 48 News.
So what do you think of that guy?
Oh, man. Oh, he's a great guy. I like how they call him out as dumb because he left fingerprints.
Yes. You are
not
dumb.
Because he crawled into the you know, the room and attempted to rape a woman while she's sleeping.
We got like your t-shirt. Wouldn't. We got your t-shirt. We got your fingerprints. Man, you is dumb. That is kind of strange, kind though. How did they get his t-shirt?
Oh, through the struggle, probably.
Maybe. Because this guy apparently, like, he came in the window and got in bed with her. I can kind of imagine. And he was apparently easily frightened away. Like, he didn't, you know, he didn't have a knife or anything. Yeah. He just kind of took off when he was, oh, people know I'm here. Gotta go.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if he got in bed, you know, kind of sneaky and slow, started taking his clothes off.
You gotta ask yourself, was he hoping that she would wake up and go, oh, what the, you know,
okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you take your shirt off when you rape? I mean, some people take their shirts off when they take a shit. No, I don't, but.
If I was to commit a rape.
I'm going to tell you something about myself right now.
All
right. And it's not a big deal to me, but it will sound, I'm trying to think of the right word. Not nerdy.
No.
Some kind of cross between nerdy and douchey.
Okay.
Wussy, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I don't really care either way, but I would prefer, if I was given a choice, not to take my shirt off if I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I don't really like getting naked.
What is that word? Now I'm searching for it. Oh.
Single.
Faggot? No.
Yeah, because faggots hate getting naked.
They do. I know it. No.
But, I'm not really gay. I just don't like getting naked, so I thought I'd go for dudes.
Yeah. So you don't like wearing your shirt when you're doing it. All right.
No, I do.
Everybody's...
No, I do like wearing my shirt.
No, that's what I meant. Yeah, I'm sorry. You
I don't like getting
you
naked.
You prefer to be... So you just prefer to, like, unzip, whip it out, and be shoes, pants, shirt on?
Get it on. I can take my shoes off.
Okay. All right.
I just don't really like being, like I said, it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I have to, you know, have all my clothes on. I just don't really like getting naked. I prefer to just, you know, off with the pants. That's the important part.
Yeah.
And just let's go.
Okay.
And it really doesn't make much difference to me either way if the girl gets naked. either.
Really?
Like, I know you once, we had a little bit of a conversation about this. I actually kind of find a little bit of clothing more attractive.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas I think you said the hottest thing ever is total nudity.
Yeah.
And I think I disagree.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Leave a little on, but eventually it's got to come off. And
but
then
I'm
it's
not,
like...
I'm not talking about like cutting a hole in her jeans.
Okay.
So that we don't have to expose any more than absolutely okay. necessary. I'm talking about like a pair.
Because that's gross.
I'm talking about like lingerie or a pair of stockings. Yeah. You know, you're mostly naked.
And I agree with that. I can see that. But
But when it comes to me personally, well, first of all, I know I would look horrible in lingerie and a pair of stockings. And there's nothing equivalent, you know.
Yeah, for
and
the
even,
man.
And even if there was, I wouldn't look good in that either.
Yeah.
So... Actually, I think it's better for everyone if I keep most of my clothing on. Okay.
Jesus. Yeah, it's weird that women can buy certain products that, you know, reveal a little and it turns us on. Some of us, I guess, not everybody, but they offer products for guys like the Speedos with the hole and the dicks just hanging out. Nobody buys that.
Nobody really.
Really
likes that. That's the thing. I mean, I'm sure there are people who like that, and I'm sure they're all really gross. You know, girls who like that. I'm sure any girl you find who's into, like, the banana hammock is, like, 40 years old or, like, not 40 years old yet but looks like it. And she's just a real gross, like, just pile of leather. She's really, really gross.
Hey.
But normal people aren't into the banana hammock. And chicks usually aren't really into strippers either. You ever notice that? Like, there are, like, male, I don't know what the right term would be. I was going to say male strip clubs, but I mean strip clubs for women to go to.
Yeah.
And whatever. But they go as, like, a joke. You know, they go to the strip club and they laugh because there's dicks everywhere, which is kind of the reason I would go to a strip club is to laugh because it's funny to me.
There's vagina everywhere.
Yeah, because I really don't. Have we talked about that?
Like, we have. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into strip clubs at all.
Yeah.
To me, it's just uncomfortable unless I'm laughing. And then it's probably uncomfortable for everyone else because they're like, why are you laughing at my naked body? Yeah. I do this for a living. Some people kind of like it.
It's just funny. You're there and they're asking, you know, do you want a lap dance? And they're totally nude. And really? I mean, this is...
Well, like the one time I went to a strip club, the chicks there... Or no, I've been to two. But the chicks, the one time I'm thinking of, the chicks there were mostly not very attractive.
Yeah.
And even the ones that were kind of attractive, like, I don't... Yes, could you please give me a boner?
Yeah.
So I can then, you know... have one. Just have it. You know, what am I supposed to do? That's not fun. Yeah. What am I supposed to do then?
Yeah.
And then, you know, if I went to unzip or something, it'd be like, whoa, hey, buddy, this isn't that kind of establishment. No, it's the kind where you give me a boner for no reason.
Yeah.
Why would I want to do that? Yeah. It's like watching porn all day long and not letting myself do anything.
Yeah. It's such a letdown. When I was little, like, the strip club seemed glorious. I was so little. It was like the greatest place on earth.
But then I got older
and I went and I'm like, this is retarded, like you said.
I don't remember ever being into the idea of a strip club. Like, I remember being a little curious about going because I'd never been.
Yeah.
But I don't remember ever being like, yeah, the strip club, that's where it's at, dog.
I was pretty young. I mean, but...
But I feel the same way about, like, I don't know. There are people who will, like, talk about it. Like, talk about...
Oh, like, brag about it?
No, I'm trying to think of the right... Like, I don't talk much, aside from on the show, because you bring it up a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't really talk much about sex.
Yeah.
Normally. And there are guys who love to talk about it together.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I boned this chick.
And
I boned this other chick. Oh, man, how was it? Oh, it was great. And I did her this way and this way and this way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't understand that either.
A problem with divulging that information or even hearing it, really. It's just not that interesting to me.
That,
and I don't see why, where the desire comes from.
Same here.
To broadcast it.
It's the same kind of guy. Like, I work with these guys. I believe it's the same kind of guy that will be like, hey, come here, dude. You got to see this chick.
Yes.
And it's like,
yes.
What? What? Like, look at her and, like, stare? Like, what do you get out of that? Just, ooh, I'm looking.
That's good enough for me. What?
You're like one social taboo away from jerking each other off.
Yeah, and they all group around like,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
Or like there are dudes who will watch porn together.
That, yeah.
And that's not as common, but there are dudes who will watch porn together. Yeah. Why?
When I was younger, yeah.
Unless it's because it's like a weird porn and it's like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Then I can picture it.
But like, hey, let's watch some people fuck.
Yeah.
Let's get really aroused together.
This is the most arousing porn I've ever seen. You guys want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all get boners together.
Raging boners.
It'd be awesome.
And we'll all look at each other like, yeah. Do we all want to go like one at a time in the bathroom and jerk it? What?
Ah, fuck it. Let's do it right here. Yeah. We're all men. Yeah. We're all adults here. I don't know. I don't understand. But I've been thinking more and more lately that I'm some kind of mutant. Because things keep coming up that for me, I seem to experience completely differently from everyone else. Like, yeah. For example, we talked about I don't feel any kind of bond after having sex.
Yeah.
And then Marleykins posted up all this stuff about like chemicals that, you know, these make you feel the bond.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I don't have them or enough of them because I really don't.
Yeah.
And there was another thing that was very much like that I'm now forgetting.
Really? Damn.
But it was like that. It was like, yeah. It was like a chemical thing that I should be feeling that I'm not.
Which is bullshit, because if anything, the chemicals should tell us to run away and make us feel like we need to leave and go do it again with someone else, you know?
I don't know about that.
Like, innately, like, fuck and move on and create more people.
I think there's some debate as to whether human beings are naturally monogamous or
okay.
not.
Yeah, I believe it.
I think most people say things like, you know, animals don't mate for life, but some of them actually do.
That's the black man's excuse.
Yeah. Animals don't mate for life. Animals don't raise their kids. Animals don't pay no child support. I don't know why my black man there was like the same as my hillbilly boy. Animal don't pay no child support.
I think you were going for that guy in that rape video, the brother.
Yeah. I don't think I was. I think I was going for a random idiot voice.
Okay.
When I go for random idiot voice, it's always a southerner.
Yeah.
Because they're all idiots.
Yeah. It just comes natural.
I'm going to see who I can offend this episode.
Yeah.
Since, you know, everything else seems to be going to shit. Let's see. Who else could we offend? Have we offended women yet this episode? I think we have.
Yeah, I called them dumb.
Yeah. And you made fun of the fat ones.
Yeah.
And some of the skinny ones even get mad when you make fun of the fat ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else could we offend? You did say faggot a little bit ago. I guess we could have maybe offended the gays.
Yeah.
And you seem to imply the fact that I don't want to get naked means I'm gay.
Yeah.
Which sort of implies that gay people don't like to get naked. Nope. I guess that's kind of offensive. Yeah. Maybe trying to think of somebody else to offend isn't going to work out. Oh, man.
So the past couple of weeks, I've been having car trouble.
Yeah.
And I don't want to dwell on that, but I've been fortunate enough to have my dad, who is helping me out, and he fixes the cars. And with that, you know, I have to go and visit, and he lives on a lake. Mm-hmm. He lives on Lake Lansing, Michigan here. So we go swimming in the lake and stuff. And I've got this fucking thing and I don't know why. I think it's from childhood, but I have this, I don't know if you want to call it a fear, but this thing with seaweed, and it's not seaweed. It's in a lake, but like all the vegetation in the lake. And, I don't know what it is. Like if there was no vegetation in the lake, I wouldn't have a problem. Like, going to the deep areas and just swimming down, you know, and touching the ground, floating on the bottom.
I know what you mean.
But I don't, because there's all that vegetation and I don't like it touching me.
Yeah, it's all gross and slimy. And you don't know what's in there.
Yeah, you don't know what's in there. But it's a lake. What could be? There aren't sharks. Yeah. You know, there's nothing that's going to kill you.
Is that a bluegill? Run for your life! Yeah.
But
I know what you mean, though. Yeah, I feel the same way.
There's
like,
this fear of seaweed.
God. I used to go to this park that had, it wasn't even really a lake, it was like a pond.
Yeah.
But it had one section of it that was roped off for swimming.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was just kind of wild.
Yeah.
And if you went close to the rope, there was some nasty seaweed.
Ooh.
And, or it's, I guess it's like you said, it's not seaweed, yeah, but nasty vegetation and
yes,
stuff. And to top that off, I actually saw a water snake in
man,
the water once.
Jesus.
In the, you know, the wild side. Like,
yeah,
I was walking by the pond, but still, they're in there.
I don't know why. When it touches me, like, or I've been tubing, like, off the back of a boat, and I'll fall in, and I'm, like, surrounded in underwater vegetation that's as tall as I am, and I'm, like,
yeah,
freaking out. I'm like, get me out of here.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either, but there's something
Fuck.
About it. I the best I can come up with is the idea of the unknown. You don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's really it necessarily. I mean, that's
yeah,
probably part of it, but
yeah,
there's more to it than that. It's like the stuff itself is... it's icky and you don't want to
yeah,
be there.
I think it's something from childhood. Like someone told me, like some cousin told me, like, those are bloodsuckers down
oh,
in there.
Jesus.
I don't know, but I'm afraid. And Aldi and I were just floating around, you know, just passing time on some tubes, just floating around. And there was like underwater vegetation, like floating around. And I started laughing because I thought about this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, if we ever have a kid and we bring him out into the lake, I want to tell him stories and just make shit up to scare him. Like, like you see that floating little vegetation thing? Yeah, those are tapeworms. They're trying to get into your ass.
Huh.
And, you know, just freak him out. Or tell him, like, the center of the lake is this creature. And what would you call that? Like the creature in Star Wars or Dune?
The Sarlacc thing?
Yeah.
The big sand pit thing?
With those teeth.
Yeah.
There's a gigantic one at the bottom. So don't swim down there.
Of every lake. That's actually what lakes are.
Yeah.
It's just those monsters. And then the hole that they're burrowed in fills up with water over time.
Just to fuck with them. Yeah. I would love that. Just to fuck with my kid.
I've always thought about... I want to say obviously I wouldn't do it, but there's
yeah,
a part of me that almost would do it anyway. But I've always thought about having a kid just to perform experiments, just to see what would happen. What would happen if I did this?
Yeah.
What would happen if I did this?
Yeah.
Like, what would happen if I raised my kid and kind of kept them from other people?
Yeah.
And told them that Santa Claus was real.
Yeah.
And never told them otherwise. Never. And I never let anybody else tell them otherwise. Would they believe in him forever?
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
Or, yeah. Or if you're lucky, they'll, you know, grow a brain and be like, yo, dad, that's silly. That's bullshit.
Well, so many people, though, don't grow a brain and,
yeah,
and figure out the bullshit. It's just it's not Santa Claus that they don't figure out.
Yeah.
It's the other bearded magic guy.
Yeah. But, man, lakes would be the best because anything floating around, there's always something when I'm in a lake that's floating. And it's not like moving. It's like a buoy, but it's some creature head with like multiple eyeballs and it's furry. Why has it got fur? You know, it's like, what is that? And you don't want to go over and check. And this happened. We were swimming and it's like, what the fuck is that? We were going to kind of float around the lake, you know, and pass the time because it's kind of a big lake, I guess.
Yeah.
But we saw this little creature thing and it looked like multiple eyeballs with fur just kind of floating there.
Maybe it was a Muppet.
And me being 27 years old, I'm like, fuck this. We're going back. Because I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it was just like some leaves. I don't know. But
maybe there were bubbles that looked like eyes.
You could tell your kid anything.
Yeah.
Like,
I've always wondered what it would be like to have a kid and then only speak with some ridiculous made-up accent around them and see if they eventually, they almost would have to eventually adopt the same fucked-up
oh, yeah,
accent.
That's amazing, yeah.
If they only ever really associated with you, if you kept them separate from other people.
Just keep it going for like five
yeah,
years. Yeah.
Or some made-up language.
Yeah. That would be fucked up, yeah, if they were starting to communicate.
Or what would happen if I never walked in front of them? Would they ever learn to walk? I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah.
That'd be really difficult, though. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to pull that off. But there's so many
unless
other things.
I kept them in a closet.
Yeah. Jesus.
And every time I went to open the closet door, I crawled to it. But I could walk the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could tell your kid. You could speak to your kid like a retard for 5 years of its life. Like, and then it could grow up fairly intelligent. It would just sound retarded. I don't know. I'm exhausting these thoughts.
I wondered if they'd be able to get over that eventually. Like once you let them out into society and they realize, I sound like this all the time.
Most of their life later, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's an asshole.
And then maybe they could figure out how to speak like a person.
Yeah.
So, in the interest of talking more, I have another story.
All right.
The headline is, how to relax at the Pentagon? Watch child porn.
Oh, man.
So that's an eye grabber right there. It starts out, intellectually, you know better than to do something stupid like surf for porn while at work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the same, some people do it, like the dozens of NSA, DARPA, Department of Defense, and other Pentagon officials who possess security clearances but allegedly purchased and downloaded child pornography over the internet. According to a report in the Boston Globe, the porn downloaders represent a small percentage, that's in quotes, of the Pentagon's massive staff. It is, however, concerning since it puts the Pentagon, another quote here, at risk of blackmail, bribery, and threats, especially since these individuals typically have access to military installations.
Ooh.
The knowing possession of child pornography is a federal felony. Accessing or purchasing porn on a government computer is beyond stupid, as well as a misuse of government property. Some of the porn downloading was done by people who deal with the most sensitive intelligence and defense work. Two of the cases were contractors with top NSA secret clearances.
Wow.
Their work involves eavesdropping on foreign communications. One of those contractors was indicted 2 years ago and fled the country. He's believed to be hiding in Libya. I don't really need to read the rest of that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I have a computer at work, and I have never even been tempted to look at porn while at work.
Porn itself,
Porn, period. Like, legal porn.
Yeah.
Child porn. Like, it. Jesus. I understand, you know, like, if you're a pedophile, you can't really help being a pedophile.
Yeah.
But you can help downloading child porn at work.
Yeah.
You can help downloading child porn, period. You don't have to download child pornography. But if you're going to do it, like any crime, if you're going to do it, you don't do it at the Pentagon.
You fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ. That's like raping someone in the Pentagon. Like, you
what
don't
enters
do that.
Your mind? Damn.
Walking around with your dick out at the Pentagon. I don't know.
I wanted to say, like, when I was at school and I'd take the late classes, you know, the night classes.
Yeah.
And I'd be working on a project. And everybody went home, and I would be like the only person left in the school, like because it would be minutes to closing, and the only guy left is the janitor guy. And I've been tempted, because you can access porn sites, to just log on and see how naughty it'd be to just whack it in class.
Wow!
But I knew it was stupid. I knew.
Yeah. Well.
So anyway, but it's just they're getting off on the naughty. Ooh, what if I get caught?
Yeah, well, I would think child porn would do that for you anywhere.
Yeah.
but I like I said, I've never downloaded porn at work, and I've never even been tempted to do so. However, there have been a few times where I've accidentally accessed something that could be considered porn at work.
Yeah.
Because I access our own forum at work sometimes, and there have been a few things posted in our own forum that I didn't see coming until I clicked on them. And then I was like, oh, good tits. That's what I need at work. Or a guy with his dick in a tailpipe of a car. That came up on my work computer monitor once. However, I don't know. Like, I thought about making a rule, like, if you're going to post something not safe for work, you have to say so.
Yeah, Jesus.
But I kind of like that the forums are open. Do whatever the fuck you want. I mean, somebody once pointed out that there was a license agreement along with the forum.
Yeah.
And it seemed to prohibit all kinds of things. Well, that's because that's what it came with, and I didn't modify it. Yeah. But I really don't care what goes on in there. So you guys have kind of almost gotten me in trouble a few times.
Can you imagine if they went through the cache and confronted you?
Yeah. Well, at my work, they're very, like, they have an IT person. We're all in a network, but I don't think they monitor anything.
Okay. You think they get bored, though, just kind of go through it?
If they did monitor stuff, I know that there are people.
If they did, yeah.
There are people at my work who would be in trouble, not for looking at porn, but just for surfing the internet when they're supposed to be working.
Yeah.
because I've seen them do it. Like, I've walked up behind people and they're playing like some flash game or something, and they're supposed to be working. Or checking their personal email or whatever.
That alone, you could get them fired, I'm sure.
I don't know. My work's kind of weird.
Like, if they saw Facebook, you know, like, who's checking their Facebook on company time?
Sometimes the people I see doing it are higher up than me. So, you know.
Okay.
I don't think anybody from work listens anyway, but I'm not going to name names, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've seen people who are in higher, more powerful positions than me just fucking surfing around, checking it out, like hanging out on CNN.com. What's in the news today?
Yeah.
Not me working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, I see you've been, I just wanted to ask, are you into this? Because I kind of, I didn't want to tell anybody, but can you hook me up? Guys, fucking tailpipes.
Oh.
Sorry.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
I wasn't sure either, Kyle.
Kyle, I see you, I didn't know you were into this Facebook thing. But could you hook me up with that? Could you get me like an invite? You don't need one. So watching child pornography is there video? I don't even know. What is there? What do people who look at child porn, what are they looking at? I know it's children and it's pornography, but is it like kids fucking, or is it people fucking kids? Are there videos? Is it pictures? Is it just naked kids?
I dare not search, but I've been curious, like, what are these people finding through just typing in Google, like kids fucking or kids naked?
I did search once.
Really?
Once.
When
I was a kid.
Okay.
I was probably 14.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. I didn't really want to see it, but I was confused.
I'm just so curious.
I was just confused because I'd seen so much porn.
Yeah.
And there's supposedly, because you'd hear like these stories, like these scary stories about how there's child porn everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen any. And I'm like, I'm on the internet all the time looking at porn. How have I never even stumbled upon it? If it's like the internet overfloweth with child porn, how have I never seen it? So I did search for it once. I didn't find any.
Yeah.
And I was, I think I was like 14.
Yeah. That would make sense because obviously those sites would get shut down and the people prosecuted.
Well, so that's the thing. I don't know how people...
How do they find
like,
it? Yeah.
I haven't searched for it since, but I guess my Google foo might be better now. Maybe I'd be more able to find it, but I don't want
don't
to.
Don't do it.
I don't want to. I don't want to end up on some FBI watch list or something because I was curious. but I don't, you know, like there must be these weird like underground sites with like passwords and shit. Like it says these people purchased child pornography. So somewhere there's like a website where you can buy it.
Yeah.
But God. How, like, if it's hidden, because it has to be hidden, right?
Oh, yeah.
If it's
hidden,
how do they find it?
Yeah.
Like, is there, like a pedophile news group somewhere where they get together and they're like, check out the newest links, because the FBI shut down the last site.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when I want to watch illegal movies online.
Yep.
It's like, oh, the last one got shut down. I got to wait until I can find another one that's got illegal movies.
Yep.
I guess it's the same thing, but much, much filthier and more disgusting.
Yeah. Jesus, I've always wondered about that, not just with child porn, but I feel like there's always some underground thing with all the cool shit you can't find anywhere else that people know about, but you couldn't find through a casual search. It's like, I want in on that, the black market online.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, how? Like,
how?
Yeah, I just want to know. I don't want to partake.
Like, I heard a story once about... There was supposedly an ad. I think this is actually kind of the inspiration for the movie Hostel.
Yeah.
There was an ad for some place in, I don't know, Taiwan or something like that, where you could have a murder fantasy vacation thing.
Yeah.
Where you, like, if you paid them this money, you could go there and kill a person.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I haven't seen Hostel, but that's kind of the idea. Yeah. And, you know, I've never seen anything like that online.
Yeah.
And it'd be a stupid thing to post online.
Yeah.
So, I guess all this sinister shit exists, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, how are you supposed to find it?
Mm. I don't know. I guess we're just going in circles now. But
yeah, we are.
I really don't know. Well.
Well.
Now that I've made myself sound like a pedophile. I think we are coming to a close.
Alrighty.
In the clusterfuck episode.
Yeah.
As usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email Orion at FatChicksWelcome at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Yep.
You can send us a voicemail. Blah, blah, blah. You can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And of course, you can join up in those forums if you want to see some tits and some dudes fucking cars.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. I'm going to make a whole sub forum just for pictures of dudes fucking cars. And of course, there's the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. Both are good places to find out what the fuck is going on. One thing I forgot to mention last time is that I fixed the sticker request page. I did mention that on the Facebook and the Twitter,
yeah.
But I didn't mention it on the show. I fixed the sticker request page. If you didn't know, it was broken for a long time and I didn't know why. There was like a script that was supposed to send an email when you filled it out and it just didn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it works now, but since I don't know why it broke the first time, I don't know if it'll break again. So if you would like stickers, I would get on that sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can donate.
Donate.
Yeah. Am I forgetting anything?
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening, as always. And as always, we will check you next week.
Yeah.
Yes.